The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is The Dating Show on FUBAR Radio with the delightful Cece Coleman and me and my new
delightful Pete, Mr. Wicks.
Yeah. And do you know what it is today?
It's a special.
Oh, it's very special.
Hang on.
It's
this
special
is
special for so many reasons.
Yeah. It's not just one
so
reason.
Many reasons.
More than one reason. I feel like I need a minute to like understand how I'm going to explain, or I just need a minute to breathe about who our guest is.
Well, do you know what? We'll do like a little intro to Yuri later if you don't know, but that is who is we've got on. Yuri is back.
Yuri! Fuck.
Because Yuri is our one and only friend of the show. But we'll explain Yuri later. But it's also the Valentine's Day special.
Yes.
Time of year. We had to do a special. We are the dating show. You've got to do a Valentine's special if you're doing anything to do with dating, and you?
Yeah. And isn't it your favourite day of the year, Valentine's?
I absolutely, in all seriousness, fucking hate it. What's a load of shit?
Okay. More than Christmas or what's
the they're on a par. They're on a par in terms of absolute fucking helmets. Get excited about Valentine's Day. It's just another day. What a load of fucking shite. Also, so we're going to do all that. We've also got weird and wonderful Valentine's gifts this year. This week, sorry. So rather than weird and wonderful date news, we've got Valentine's gifts, which should be an interesting one. Listeners, questions and stories. But before that, Cece, why don't you read a little message that we've had?
Yeah, we've had a message. I've got a text.
I've got a text.
It's from Love Island, isn't it?
That's it.
I've got a text. So we've got a text from someone, Scarlett. So after hearing our episode about online dating, Scarlett sent in this. Hi, Pete and Cece. I love the show. And after listening to the show where you talked about online dating, I wanted to give you my analogy of it. I think it's like TK Maxx. Generally, you know it's going to be full of shit, so you have to wade through to find a gem. You know people have picked up something that was there a good deal before, and there must be something worth popping into, so you go for it. And almost every time, it's a waste of time and disappointing, but you never know. Thanks to your weekly laughs. Namaste, Scarlett. So I feel like Scarlett is a friend of yours.
Why?
Well, because it's all I'm trying not to use this word, but the negativity of it, it feels very much on par with how you feel about relationships, Christmas, Valentine's Day and love.
Excellent. So we're now judging people based on the negativity that they could be my friends because everyone around me must be a miserable fuck.
Do you know Scarlett? Is she your mate?
Potentially. No, I don't know Scarlett. Well,
funny. I like her analogy though. TK Maxx, she's on it. I get exactly what she's saying.
Have you shopped in TK Maxx before?
Yeah. I used to go there every day after yoga. Something to do, you know?
Every day.
Wow, if I did yoga 6 times a week, yeah, I'd go to TK Maxx after, you know, get new clothes.
6 times a week?
Well, it's part of the process. You come out of yoga, you have a coffee, and then you go to TK Maxx.
I think I've been once or twice. TK Maxx. I've never really been, but all I know is it's like a jumble sale.
It is, but it's also dependent on where you go. So again, like dating apps. So I'm sure if you like switched on Tinder in where's a really shit place? Where do I live? Streatham, then you'd have a certain caliber of people. But if you switched on Tinder in Kensington, you might have a different type. So it depends. It's like TK Maxx. If you go to TK Maxx in Balham, it's actually decent. That's where I go after yoga. If you go to TK Maxx in Stockwell, different scene.
So effectively, TK Maxx is like the dating world where just a load of shit that you have to sift through, but now and then you get a good find. It's just whether or not that's in your size. Is that what we're saying?
I'm still keen being for dating apps, but maybe because I just don't use them enough. So I still feel like excited by them.
Well, do you know what? For everyone, it's very topical at the minute, and I think at some point we should probably talk about it properly, but you've not seen it yet. But if you haven't watched Tinder Swindler on Netflix, everyone, go and watch it, about this con man on Tinder. And actually, Cece, you look a lot like the girls he used to go after. So watch it. Everyone,
watch it. Watch yourself.
Anyway, right, okay, Scarlett, thank you for that. Namaste, we love you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Scarlett, appreciate that.
Next up, we have
It's your time.
The last week was a particularly disgusting one.
It was fucking gross. Yeah. You got me there with that one. I mean, even though the thing is, it was probably the most disgusting one, but I actually knew what it was. Who does that make me? Yeah, what does that make me?
This one is, listen, because I feel like today is going to be such a fucking strange show.
Hang on.
We've got Yuri on, and things are always just hilariously just a complete fuck up.
Fucking weird, yeah.
So we've gone with something a little bit more tame this week.
Okay. So,
fling cleaning.
Who?
Fling cleaning.
Fling. Is it where, my mind's so bad. I don't know. I'm not going to say what my mind thinks. I'm just going to let you tell me because you said it's nice.
I can probably tell you what your mind thinks.
Go on, tell me. I'll be honest.
Is your mind thinking of when you have to wash yourself before a fling? So either wash your bollocks or wash your vagina or your arsehole or something before a fling?
You're nearly there. It's more about after and what you're actually doing to.
Oh, you mean as in cleaning the spunk out of yourself? That's what you meant. You meant just getting rid of all the.
I'm just going to have a sip of my water.
The semen. Is that what you meant?
Any other words you want to throw out there? Spunk, semen.
Just de-jizzing.
De-jizzing. That's a fucking good word, though, isn't it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not that.
Oh.
Spring cleaning is very tame, but it's a good one, and I'm sure it's a lot of people do it. It's when you basically tidy your bedroom or your house before a fling comes round. So, you know, sometimes... So, if you know, which you would probably do for anyone, but I think it's more to the point that you tidy the things that you don't want them to see.
So my question to you is there anything that you... scurry away when you have a friend round?
Probably all the empty alcohol bottles. I need to get rid of them. Otherwise, that makes me look like I'm a fucking drunk. have the party. No.
That's just Monday.
Just Sunday night. is there anything? Not really. I don't have a lot of people at my house, but I don't spend a lot of time at my house. So it's not, there's not really that much here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. No, I don't think I do, you know.
Probably. Good.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, at the minute I have a housemate, don't I? So I probably hired him.
Oh, get rid of him.
Yeah. So that's probably the only thing, but I don't really think there's anything else. Well, what about you? Then you must have some.
The thing is, because I'm single, I don't know if I actually want to say this just in case there's any potential.
I'll do it anyway. I'll
tell you that my morning look isn't the greatest. You know, I sleep with a mouth guard, earplugs, and an eye mask. So, you know,
I forget this. Come and tell me. It honestly just brings joy to my fucking heart.
As me, so I would hide my mouth guard because it's not the kind of thing you want to fucking see whilst you bring somebody round. Yeah, and my earplugs.
One day, can you just send me a picture of you? listen, I won't. I promise you, I won't show anyone. But I just want
you want to see the look,
the mouth guard, the fucking everything else.
It's awful. And you know when you've had a night out? Well, actually, yeah, you do because your hair's long as well, and your hair's just fucking everywhere. That is a look. Okay, I will. I'll send you a picture.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I love that. But I'm sure
someone will still talk to me after.
Have you ever been to someone's house and thought, oh God, what the fuck is that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that was like back in the day, you know, when I didn't have standards. So yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, let's move on. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Weird and wonderful Valentine's gifts. So we've done it differently this week because we're not going to do the weird and wonderful dating news. Valentine's Day, as you know, is not a particularly enjoyable day for me. You quite like it though, don't you?
Yeah, if I've got a boyfriend.
Well, I suppose, yeah, I was just about
to
say,
he does something good.
If you've got a Valentine's date.
Yeah. He does something nice.
You're in Bali, presumably, but what do Bali say about Valentine's? Is it a thing there or what?
To be honest, I don't really think about it when I'm single because it's just a day that, you know, it's just another day. But so the answer is I don't know. I mean, I imagine the girls will do something something when we'll all go and do just a, you know, excuse for a drink. But no, I don't really care about it unless I've got in a relationship, and then I feel bad because there's so much pressure on that person to get it right, when actually I don't really care about it when I'm single. Okay. It's just a, like, you better not fuck up kind of vibe when I'm with them.
Gotcha. Right. Yep. But in terms of presents, again, I never fucking understand this, but people get Valentine's presents and all this crap. So yeah. We're going to run through some of these weird and wonderful ones. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a woman once received a handmade book from her partner on Valentine's Day. On each page, he had drawn the two of them having sex in a different position. And next to each drawing, he ranks them from his favourite to his least favourite. To make matters worse, or better, depending on how you look at it, each drawing was accompanied with a handwritten description of why it was his favourite position, and also a little tip section at the bottom with pointers of how...
Oh, come on. Come on. Who is this guy? And who the fuck does he think he is?
I don't know. I'm guessing this has been taken out of context and this was a joke. It can't be serious.
But when you think...
just been complete, like, just, I'm just, like, a complete joke. Surely.
I think it would only be taken as a joke if you're with someone in a really long-term relationship and you know that that is, you know, there's no insecurities about sex life. If, you know, you've explored and you've talked and all the rest of it. But if someone was ranking me and I didn't, you know, it was a new relationship, I just wouldn't be with someone that's going to fucking rank me, to be fair.
Well, do you know what? It's a good one for us today, because later on when we've got Yuri on, we are going to be discussing the most popular Valentine's sex positions. So,
and then, okay, ranking him doing it?
Well, we're going to see if Yuri will do something very special for us later on. In which
okay.
We could probably do a section for him. So,
fuck.
Yeah. Do you want to do the next one?
Yes. I once received, oh, wicked, a giant black dildo from my boyfriend of 3 months in our Valentine's Day. We're now married. Fuck yeah. I like that.
Yeah, if you want to make a relationship work, just buy a huge fucking...
dildo.
Yeah, job done. That's, I think that's probably... What would you do if your boyfriend got you a big dildo for Valentine's?
I obviously see it as a joke, but I just prefer the real thing. Pardon?
You use it, though.
I'm not going to share that. There are some things I like to keep private.
Yeah, she use it. Next up, we've got... Go on, do you want to do the last one?
My ex bought me a beautiful bouquet of flowers, a cute card saying how much he loved me, and a set of sexy lingerie from Anne Summers. I know what you're thinking. That's a pretty good present. Well, it would have been if I wasn't a super stalker and had already found his ex's Instagram, scrolled back to when they were together, and found exactly the same selection of gifts on his Valentine's Day with her 3 years ago. Same card, same underwear, same everything. Gross. This is interesting.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, see, that I've heard this, and it's nice to get your perspective on it, because I have definitely felt in relationships before that this I'm on repeat, like that they've repeated everything. And is it just that men aren't creative? Is that what it is? They just can't think? Or is it that, like you just said, if it's not broken, you know?
No, listen, I'm joking there in terms of buying the same presents and all that. That's weird. But I have been in, seeing people and they're like, oh, well, I don't want to go there because you've been there before with some... Well, yeah, like I like it. Do you know what I mean? Like you can't... Everything you do will always be different with the person that you're with, because it's a different fucking person. But the venue, it's like holidays. Like I've had... If I've been potentially organising a holiday to go away with someone, well, I don't want to go anywhere you've been before with a girlfriend. Well, why?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Then why the fuck wouldn't you want to go there again?
It's
a completely different experience with, you know, unless you're not going to stay in the same fucking room and the same bed and necessarily the same hotel or whatever else. But you can't block off countries just because you've been there once with someone else. It's fucking...
Maybe not countries, but I do think like it's nice to create a new experience and a new resort or a new... I've definitely been there when someone has said, you know, like go here, and then I've seen on their socials that I basically a clone of what they had before, and it doesn't make you feel nice. I just think fucking get creative.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think if you like doing something and it's a good experience. I mean, like, you know, I tend to go a lot of the same places in London.
Yeah, but that's restaurants. I think, you know, you're limited, but holidays, fucking hell. I mean, how many countries are there? Like, you've got a lot of options.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. But if you like that, I just think with anything like that, it's always going to be a different experience with whoever you're with, because it's a different person. And it's about making it a different experience. But then I don't think the, I mean, presents and shit like that, if you're buying someone the same clothes, and that is fucking weird. Like,
yeah, that's
I completely get that one.
I just say that, but then now, do you know what? I am a hypocrite, because I would... choose to forget what I had bought an ex-boyfriend if it went down well. Does that make sense?
Right, okay. So actually...
Yeah, hypocrite! Fuck it!
Is that because women aren't that creative?
I like to give, and I like people being happy. So if I've seen someone, and like, you know, you sometimes pick the same people that you date, right? They have similar traits, and if you know it went down well with that one, you're like, tick tick, this is gonna go, you know, I got gold stars for that. So
can you give me an example of when you've done this, like what sort of thing?
I can't, because it's too personal.
Oh, but I got you.
Oh, no, not well. Oh shit, and that, I didn't even think about that. I just thought about what I did, but yeah, they would know.
Right, okay, fine, all right. Fine.
Yeah.
Tell me after though, because I just out of interest.
Oh, you will fucking love this one. Like love this one.
Okay, I'm excited for this. Right. So you are listening to the Dating Show on FUBAR Radio, and we have still got Yuri to come.
Oh God.
And when I say we've still got Yuri to come, listen, you may be surprised.
It could be literal.
What a day. So before we do that, we're also going to do our topic, which is Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day quickly. What it means to you?
What does it mean to you? Actually, no, I'm not going to ask you, because we know what you're going to say.
Butthole.
Okay. To me, it doesn't really mean much, but I think it's a nice way to celebrate. Look, we're all like, you know, like when you're in a relationship, you're like, oh, I'd love to do something different for my partner. And then you create a date night. So it's nice to have a day or an experience where you can create something, and it's a celebration of love. And it doesn't have to be wanky and fucking, you know, gooey. It's a nice day to say, do you know what? I still appreciate you. I still love you. Let's do something, because it is Valentine's. It doesn't mean you have to support the day or whatever, but I just think it's nice to acknowledge it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I semi-agree with that, in terms of the fact that, yeah, it's nice to do. It is an excuse. It's a good excuse to go and do something or, do you know what I mean, have a weekend away or do that thing that you've been meaning to do. Like, it's a good excuse to go and do it. But other than that, it's a load of fucking bollocks, isn't it?
Well, imagine you're with someone who isn't very good with their words and isn't able to say the nice things that you kind of would love to hear. You only hear them on your birthday or every now and then at Christmas too. And on Valentine's, it's just another day that, you know, that it's a special day, especially if that person isn't able to say nice things. Like, yeah. I love you. Like, you're beautiful. Like, you know, just nice things. And it doesn't make it cheesy.
Fuck me. If you're struggling to say I love you and you're beautiful, then fucking give up. All right? Fucking give up. Although I struggle with that. I'm very complimentary.
Do you know what I think we should do? We should rename the show today, until Yuri comes on, as Hypocrites.
Yes, because...
Oh, fuck it. Let's celebrate being hypocrites.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you think... I mean, this is my biggest problem with Valentine's is that it's similar to Christmas, similar to New Year's. New Year's, I hate. New Year, new me. It forces people to reflect on themselves in a way when they're not really reflecting themselves. They're reflecting superficially and then try and change it by going to the gym. A Christmas forces people to try and be happy, and you have to put up with people because it's Christmas. No, you don't. If they're a dick, they're a dick all year round. So it's not just they're going to be nice in fucking December. And Valentine's, I think it forces people to to be romantic and whatever else when they're probably not. And actually, you should be like that all year round. I think it's just quite, I think it makes it quite fake. And also, I think it's quite sad for single people because it singles them out a little bit. And then it makes everyone, how many times do you see people, oh, well, this year I'm just going to sit at home and fucking have a wank or whatever else, because, which is probably what I'll do. Because people then feel like, oh God, why have I not got a Valentine's again? Why have I gotten it this? It's the same as just, I just think it's a pointless exercise. And also, I've got red.
Oh, we're still going. Okay, there's so many points I want to make. Hang on, wait, pause, breathe after. So, yes, it is a day of, it might feel forced, but if that, it goes back to our lovely little word of communication. Like, if you're communicating with your partner what you want and what you need, sometimes showing that on a special day, if that's what you think it is it, it's just another.
Does that mean another way? If you're only showing that because you have to, because it's Valentine's?
But you don't have to do anything. But if you know someone likes it, it's like your love languages, right? My love language is physical touch, right? Or quality time. Maybe my partner's isn't. Maybe theirs is let me cook you dinner. But it's really lovely if they, on Valentine's Day, was to say, do you know what? Tonight we're going to have a quality time night. I'm going to give you all the cuddles, everything. And that's me thinking, do you know what? You have stepped out of who you want, what you enjoy. Because you have to, but it also...
Because you can't, if you're in a relationship, you can't not do anything. You have to do something. You have to.
What do you mean?
So people that are in relationships or people that are seeing someone or whatever else, you can't just pretend it's not happening. You have
to. No, but you talk about it. You might both cringe at it. But you might both hate it.
What's the word? I can't think of the word, but if someone has to do something, then it's not really, it's like, oh fuck, I'm gonna have to do something. It's Valentine's. That is generally the consensus I get from people about Valentine's, is, oh fuck's sake, what am I gonna do for that?
Yeah, but I think that's give and take. It's like relationships. Some people want to get married, some people don't. Some people get married because their partner wants to get married because they know it makes them happy. It doesn't mean that they want it themselves, and it doesn't mean that they've been forced. It just means they're doing something because their partner really feel strongly about it, and it's give and take. It is, you know, there'll be something else where they'll have their time. It's this compromise, isn't it?
Yeah, I completely get your point of view, but I completely disagree. Absolutely bollocks. I'll tell you what, this is another prime example.
Pete, no, you can't have it all your way. If you're dating someone, you're really, really in love, and she says, you know what, Pete, I adore Valentine's Day. I know you hate it.
I'll do it,
me. Exactly. So you are doing it.
No, but I'll just do it.
It's forcing you.
No, it is. I'm forced because I don't want to do it. I couldn't give a shit, but I'll do it if that's my...
Yeah, but you're doing it to be a nice partner.
No, not necessarily, but also not every couple loves it. It's not just women that love it and blokes don't. It's even women are like, oh, fuck, yeah, we'll do. People don't give a shit, but it forces people to have to do something. It forces people to spend money. I think the average Valentine's Day or something in the UK is, what, 86 quid? You know, like, it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. What's the point? Absolutely pointless.
That, again, it comes down to how good your relationship is. If you're in a shit relationship where you feel forced to do something and you're not discussing it really, then I feel sad for that. But if you're in a relationship where you're like, do you know what, let's communicate, both of us fucking hate this, but we write each other a present anyway, then exactly, you're celebrating every day. But you know, it might be an excuse to go out, it might be an excuse to give the kids to the grandparents. It's like, yeah, it's a nice day to just celebrate something if that's what you choose. But that is down to you two. No one should feel forced. But relationships are about give and take. And sometimes you do things for your partner because you know it makes them happy.
This is the one that gets me. And this is what I mean by people just go over the top and it's fucking ridiculous. Listen, you know I love it. You know I love my dogs. But 200 million pounds... Right?
Yeah.
Is spent on Valentine's gifts for your pets, for your animals.
Fucking hell. Is that 200 million lonely people that, or is that just
no, come on.
Wow.
Come on, guys, come on.
I mean, look, if you've got the money and it makes you happy, do it, but
no, if you've got the money,
no,
go and try and buy yourself a grip. Fucking hell. You know what I mean? How many Valentine's cards should we reckon I said? Do you get a Valentine's card?
Do I fuck? I don't give people my address. So, you know, that's the only reason why.
Of course.
Otherwise, I'd have loads. Yeah. Do you get them?
Fuck no. Who the fuck is going to send? Do blokes get Valentine's cards? I thought it was more guys that send them, innit?
I should have sent you one just to piss you off. But not to piss you off.
No, because I'm saying that, you know, maybe I'm just bitter because obviously I'm still single and whatever else. If I got a Valentine's Day card, I'd probably be like, oh, because it's an ego boost, isn't it? Everyone loves a little ego boost.
Do you know what? My dad once got me one because I think this is years ago.
Normally, you mums and dads, when you're younger, you...
Yeah, like, I think he felt bad and I'd gone for a breakup and I was like, that's so sweet. Like, that's really nice.
Oh, you thought you meant when you were a kid.
Oh, no, in my
20s. Oh, sorry. Please carry on.
Well, that's it, really.
Well, listen, before we jump on to Yuri, not literally, my favourite fact about Valentine's Day is that condom sales rise by 20-30%. Well done, the British public, for protecting yourselves.
Strapping up.
But, yeah, so everyone be fucking on Valentine's.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Apart from
that just shows, isn't it? Like, maybe people aren't having that much sex and then on Valentine's they're like, well, it's my lucky night. Well, should we make an effort? Yeah,
that's something. I actually agree with you, like, fully on the it's a good excuse to go and do things you haven't done, like go away for the weekend or go to that restaurant you haven't been to and all that. I do agree with that.
Yeah. Do you know what I think? I don't care about it until someone rubs it in. Like, I remember seeing a girl and I was like, I really like your bag. And she was like, oh, yeah, it was a Chloe bag. And she was like, oh, yeah, I got it for Valentine's. And I was like, in a relationship thinking, where the fuck is my Chloe bag?
Do you know what my pet hate is every year? It's the same with Christmas and it's the same with any occasion. It's Christmas, it's when people get all show their gifts and they put it all on the bed. And, you know, I've got all this fucking thousands of pounds worth of fucking shit. And I just think, you flash wanker. No one needs to see that crap. Do you know what I mean? It's lovely.
I fuck it. Do you know what? I love us. I think we make people feel better.
Yeah. Do you know? It's just a load of shite. But then Valentine's, what we're going to get this year is we're going to get, you know, how long will I love you? Like that fucking song and like rose petals towards a bed in a fucking thing that someone's done. My boyfriend's so amazing and there's going to be a great big fucking Balenciaga fucking, you know, bag and Louis Vuitton bag on a bed covered in rose petals in the middle of a fucking, do you know what I mean? Or a bath in a sky fucking, oh, fuck off. Like, do all that. That's lovely. But don't, well, I don't want to see that shit. Well, I'm having a wank in a pot noodle. What are you doing? You know what I mean? I don't want to see all that. I ain't fucking, you know what I mean? I don't want to see that. I'm fucking knocking one out, watching fucking, you know what I mean? Making a murderer. And you got you up fucking having a bath in the fucking sky with all your new Louis Vuitton with rose petals everywhere. Well, I hope you get fucking pricked by the rose and I hope he comes too quick. Yeah, how about that?
Wow. Fucking Pete, that was a good one.
But you know, I mean, it's true though, isn't it? It's lovely that people do nice things for each other and it's nice to have the memories and all that, but it's supposed to be memories for you. But I hate the flashiness sometimes of these events, like these occasions, because social media has created these flashy fucking pricks.
Do you know what I can't wait for is for you to be in love. I really, really can't wait for it. And I just want to stand back, watch, support, and just listen to you.
I think it is great to be in love and all that sort of shit, but I just don't feel like you need to show everyone, especially as, and this is my favourite part of it, is that you see all this. Oh, fucking, I'm on one now. You see
I know. I mean, Pete, go on then. But our guest is waiting, so come on, make it short. Choppy, 20 seconds.
Well, you see all this fucking shit, and what makes me laugh is that some of these people I know, and I think, but you cheat on each other, and I know you do. But yet you're all doing that. It's just fucking pointless. Anyway.
I hear you. Right.
Who do you? Yuri,
you're to the re. If you don't know who Yuri is, Yuri has been our favourite guest since he came on. He is a Kazakhstani bodybuilder who has had numerous public relationships with sex dolls. He married his first doll, Margot, last November after saying he fell in love with her when he spotted her at a nightclub. They dated for 18 months before getting married. Their wedding was attended by dozens of guests, including heartfelt speeches and dancing. Unfortunately, he had to send her away for repair after breaking before Christmas last year. Yuri admitted to cheating on Margot with a different object. object while he was in the repair. Well, she was in the repair shop, and they were, and then they divorced. Soon after they split, he introduced to the world his new wife, Lola, otherwise known as the Massive Chicken. The top part of her is a woman and the bottom is a chicken. This is no joke. There's a nice little clip of that on our other show. Yuri is now in a throuple with Lola and another doll. When I read this, I still can't believe it myself. Another doll, Luna, and he claims that the two dolls have fallen in love. He revealed it on an Instagram post that his dolls, Luna and Lola, were getting on very well and claimed that he spends time with them both together as well as separately.
Which I think is really important. I think it's important that they spend time together.
Yes, so do I. So do I. In August last year, he revealed that he had fallen in love with his ashtray and plans to equip it with an artificial vagina. He said that he loved the brutal scent and the touch of metal on his skin. Yuri identifies as pansexual and that he can fall in love with an image and a soul, not just a person. I think that introduction says it all. Let's just bring on Yuri. Yuri!
I love the outfit. I'm glad you dressed up.
Same. What's going on here? What is that sparkly? Are you wearing sparkly pants?
Yes.
Can we see?
No, it's fanny pants.
Fanny pants.
Yes, I can show you.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see your fanny pants. Okay.
Lovely. Love it. I've got something similar on myself under my jeans.
Yuri, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. And you?
Good. What have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
We are together still. We love still each other, and we are okay. By the way, me and Luna was in Bulgaria a few months ago. It was it was more a work trip. Because we took part in one show on the TV, and it will be showed soon. But we never had a honeymoon before, and this trip was like a honeymoon for us too. And yes, and we really excited to have such possibility, and we had a lot of fun.
Amazing. Can I ask Yuri, how did she travel? Like on a did she have a ticket or did you have to fold her up?
Yes, usually we travel together in cabin and on the plane, but I don't know why this time I traveled alone, and she has a baggage. It was set, yes.
So did you fold her up and put her in a bag?
Yes, yes, yes.
To be fair, a lot of men want to do that with their girlfriends, so I don't blame you.
What's Luna holding? What's she got there? Is that a teddy?
Oh, this is toy.
Oh, it's just a toy. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. It's this. Listen, I love that. I love that. It's Valentine's Day. It's good that your toys get toys. So, what is Valentine's Day? What does it mean to you, Yuri? Do you celebrate with everyone?
Usually, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. It's usual day for me, but I am pleased to receive congratulations, and I am pleased to congratulate other people. And I think we will have a simple, warm evening and just watching a movie, a romantic movie.
So, Yuri, will you do all three of you together? All three of you?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
All of you, yeah.
Lola, Luna, and me together, yes.
Amazing.
Maybe I will invite my friends too.
Okay.
Okay. Do they like, does Lona and Luna, do they like Valentine's Day, though? Have they said that?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe she's like Valentine's Day. Yes.
Yeah, I think they do. Look, they're all dressed up. I think they
usually girls really like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So
you said you might invite your friend as well. Do your friends come round and like chill with Luna and Lola quite a lot? Like, do you, your friends come around? It's quite normal for them to all chill together. Like, for your friends to come around for Luna and Lola to be
you
there.
You all hang out.
Like a double date.
Their attitude is okay for Lona and Luna. And we usually have fun like persons, like people.
Yeah.
But when we have a fun party, Lola and Luna usually take part in this party.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, right.
Share the love. So, listen, we heard a little story about you, Yuri, right, which I need to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that you fell in love with an ashtray.
Yes, it was, and it is interesting and strange story.
Hell. You want to bet? Yes.
Yeah. But I love it. I love subjects. You know it. For me, Ashtray and Lola and Luna, they are different, and it's different relationship. Lola and Luna are like a wife for me, but mm-hmm. Ashtray is like more lover for me, and I love when Lola and Luna are near next to me, I love then Ashtray I can see only in the club, only sometimes, and I
right.
not often.
Okay, so we heard then that you were going to get like an artificial
vagina
put on the ashtray. Have you done that?
I still couldn't make it. I cannot do it. But we have meetings every week, sometimes one time in 2 weeks.
Who, you and the ashtray have meetings every 2 weeks?
Yes. Ashtray. Oh, right. Yes, so, ashtray. I love that ashtray has a story that it's not new. I love that it's old, has a story, and served people.
Yeah, and a lot of people have obviously put things in it, which is good, I suppose. Like a hooker.
Repeat.
Everyone's had a go on the ashtray, yeah.
Everyone's had a go with the ashtray, you know.
Like, everyone's used the ashtray.
Do you know what I mean? It's old.
I like to touch ashtray. I like to hug ashtray. I like to feel smell, because I like smell, and smell it's really important for me. By the way, I really like my own smell, and really often sniff myself. Sniff myself and come.
Wow.
Right.
Yes, and I have a lot of video for this action.
Okay. I feel like we probably would have got on a little while ago, because I used to smoke, so I have a nice smell. But see, Cece smells lovely. You should smell Cece one day. So what we're going to do this week, Yuri, we're glad that you're all good. We've been dying to get you back on the show, haven't we, Cece?
Yeah. I mean, it's taken a while, but I'm so glad we waited this long.
Yes, we've been dying to get you back because you're a friend of the show, our favourite guest. So we wondered if you could play like a little game with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously, it's Valentine's Day coming up, and what we've done is we've done like a feature on the show of the top three sex positions for Valentine's.
Okay.
So, do you think...
But I want that you show me sex positions too.
All right.
Okay. I can try that.
Listen to Yuri, like, calling the shots. I want to see you do them. All right, Yuri. All right.
Okay. Obviously, some of these are going to be quite hard for us because we don't have, we're alone.
Well, I'm going to go first because this is the easy one then. I'm going to take control now, and I'm going to do the first one.
So basically, the research suggests that these are a great sex position.
And I hope you will be naked. For sex position.
Unfortunately, we're not allowed to be naked.
Yeah. But
just imagine.
Otherwise, we would have done. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, legally, we can't.
Listen, shame. Yuri, I've quite often, everyone knows I love to get my cock out, but unfortunately, I'm not allowed. So the first one is called Burning Love. All right.
Do you know what that is, Yuri? Have you ever heard of Burning Love?
Pain in Love?
Burning.
No, not pain in love. No.
Not painting or painting.
Okay.
So you need to be on your side. Okay. And we need Lola on her side and you behind her spooning. You know, like big spoon, little spoon.
Brilliant.
Lola, I want to sit on my legs.
Okay, and you're gonna turn her around though.
So, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Show us that one first of all, just in case the audience don't get it. Oh, so this one, actually, to be fair, Yuri, this, yeah, nice, like it.
He's already doing the other one, isn't he?
Yeah, this one looks like two halves. This one looks like two halves, one whole. I'll just explain, whilst, Cece, I'll just explain this. So they call this one two halves, one whole. So if you want to try something new this Valentine's, consider this. You might feel like you're far away, but that's the appeal here. The position gives you both nice views of each other's naked bodies, and you can control the depth, speed, and angle of the thrusts. So your partner sits with their legs straight, and you sit on top of them with bent knees and top of thighs. Lean back for extra G-spot simulation. Lovely.
Yeah, that's it, nailing it.
That's it.
That is it.
Very romantic.
Next one.
This is first?
No, that is the... That,
it was well, first.
That's the third one. So that's
the third.
One whole.
Okay.
Right, the next one, we're going to call it head over heels. All right? I'll do a little... I'll show you. So what you... That's it.
Perfect. Oh, he knows. Yes. Nice.
Head over heels, yeah. So you
that's
really...
That's it?
Yeah, because then you really got to get... Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's it. The one.
Yeah, lovely.
She's so flexible. It's amazing.
Very flexible. Very flexible. I very listen.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'm starting to understand.
I think
I want to see that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So this one, head over.
I think it's banned, but I want.
Yeah. You're not allowed to finger fuck her. Currently, or do whatever else, but we like it. It's good.
That's good.
So this one takes your relationship to a deeper level because you can get in further, deeper.
Сейчас я прямо типа такого.
Yes, Patakova. Yes, lovely. Love that. You get as deep as you need to, pal.
That's it. That's the one. That's
the one.
That's it.
Yeah, go
Yuri. In there. Boom. He's going for it. Okay, next one.
So what you need to do now. Yeah, he's turn her over.
Okay.
He's so gentle with her. Look at him. So gentle. Yeah. That's it. And now on your side, Yuri.
Yes, there. Perfect. Oh, she's got a lovely bottom. I must say, your missus, your wife. Lovely.
Yuri, I've missed you. That's it.
We love you, Yuri. Make sure you
we
keep
fucking
that
love you.
So yeah, nice.
But it's on the side, Yuri. You're that's doggy.
Oh,
that's more than doggy.
Yes, good. Yeah, we can add that in for anyone watching the show. Valentine's Day is a day about doing things you don't normally do. So if you'd like to rim, lovely. As Yuri explaining, perfect. But let's try and do Burning Love before you keep eating your bird's arsehole.
Yeah!
Yes!
That's the one!
Okay. So this one, this is Burning
good.
Love. Yeah.
Absolutely nailing it, Yuri. Literally nailing it.
You are, honestly, smashing the fuck out of it, literally.
It's brilliant. That's it!
So this is Burning Love. All right. So you just bend your knees and it's sort of a way to feel body heat. It's very intimate. And you just enter from behind with bent knees, which is lovely. You're doing a fabulous job. And there's three positions. Yeah.
Have you done these three before with Luna?
I love when Luna is on the twine, strange legs.
She's chilling. Yeah.
Yes, I have choked. Yeah.
Choked.
Already.
Choked. You've choked.
Choked. Before I have showed you.
Yes, you showed us before, yeah.
Yes, shown.
Yeah, we like that. Okay, well, that's the 3-6 positions done for the day. This is the best one. We love you.
She's got lovely hair. Great hair.
So have you. I really like your beard. You've got a lovely little beard.
Yeah, you have got a good beard.
Yeah.
I like this whole look today. I like your hat backwards. I like your pants. Have you got your nipples pierced, Yuri?
Yes.
You do? Oh, yes. You do?
CC, yes. Getting hers done.
But only one nipple.
Just one. You're so cool.
Yes, just one.
Such a cool guy.
Right. Well, listen, I think.
Because I love BDSM and I love use nipple clamps. Yes. Every day I do it, yes, and it's okay for me.
What is it about BDSM that you love?
I love whipping nipple clamps.
What's a nipple clamp? So you do it yourself, or what do you do? You'd attach them?
Because it's really hard.
Oh,
it's not from sex shop, because I made it myself.
You made them yourself?
Oh, fuck, yes. Now you're
because I a- like because I like hard nipple clamps, and there are not hard nipple clamps on sex shop.
Yeah, so they really
and really hard when you put on.
So Yuri, you've done that, and then what do? You just tag it. You just pull it a little bit.
Yes, I often put nipple clamps and.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And then you put it round her head and then attach them to your nipples.
And when I fuck her.
When you fuck her, it's pulling on your nipples.
Yes. Mm. Very smart.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
This is what the sex book is. Now I'm learning. So I'm educated.
This is good. This is why we love you.
This is my own option.
Yes. Well, the other option, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, good. Well, okay. Well, we love it. This is definitely a first for the dating show. First for FUBAR Radio. I think it's first for British radio.
It definitely is.
Good. Before you go, Yuri, because we love you, but we're running out of time. What else have you got planned coming up? What's new?
I have not concrete plans, but I want to have new meetings and new projects. And I want to try new sex experience, because maybe you notice it. I love myself. And
we love you.
Yeah, we love
often,
you.
Often I love to see my porn videos then I come, yes. And yeah. I want to have sex with myself. I don't know which way, but I'm thinking about you. Maybe you advise me.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we'll think about it. What we want to try and do, if you keep us updated, so keep telling us about what you're up to, because we love you, and hopefully one day you'll be able to come to the UK and we'll be able to meet you.
We would love that.
Fingers crossed.
All three of you.
Yes, all three of you.
But all four, bring the ashtray as well, you know.
Keep us updated on what you're doing, Yuri, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Yuri.
You have to go now.
Thank you too. Thank you too.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you, Yuri.
I love you too, guys.
Yes. We love you.
And I will miss you.
We will miss you.
Miss you.
Stay being you. We love you.
Bye, Yuri.
Bye-bye.
Listen, I honestly feel like there's a bond. I don't know what it is. I just like him.
Was Yuri hard?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was getting hard. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I feel exactly the same as you. I just fucking love him.
I really do. It's like, it's not even like fucking, it's not even taking the piss. I genuinely think he's like, like him.
You know what? This is one of my favourite things about this show, and it's one of the favourite things about working with you, and it's also one of my favourite things about you, is that we are all guilty of being judgmental sometimes and whatever else, and that's a society thing. But actually, because, I mean, we really, when I heard about Yuri the first time, when we first did the story, I thought this guy is absolutely nuts, and he is nuts. But that is the best part about him.
Yeah.
Very open and honest. And what he likes, he's not hurting anyone. He just does his thing and he loves that. And I fucking respect
and it,
him.
You know what he said? Like, he is literally the definition of self-love. It's like, I love myself.
Yeah.
I
watch my porn and I come. And some point, so somehow this year in 2022, Yuri is going to find a way to have sex with himself. And I can't wait to find out how he's going to do that. So, yeah, if you haven't watched our first show with Yuri, then you need...
Go for it, yeah.
Go and watch that. You can find that...
there's a story. There's a journey that he's been on and we've been on it, supporting it the whole time.
Exactly. And I'm sure he'll be on towards the end of this year as well, because we just love the updates. So you are listening to The Dating Show on Fubar Radio. We have just had Yuri on for a second time. We are coming to the end of the show, but we have got listeners' questions and stories before we go. So
we've got a dating story to start with. Jane, where do we think Jane is from?
I think Jane is from Oxford.
I think she's from Cambridgeshire. Funny how we're on the same thing with same wavelength. Yeah,
I think you and Yuri are on the same wavelengths.
So the worst date I ever had was a couple of years ago now. I'd been seeing a guy that I'd met on Tinder. We'd been seeing each other for a month or so. And this night I went over to where he and his friends were staying. He didn't live in the area. And we'd had a really nice night, had a few drinks. And it wasn't until we got up to go to bed that we realised that he was actually far more drunk than we'd thought. Anyway, went to bed. And I was woken up in the middle of the night by him wetting himself. And he was so drunk that I also couldn't wake him up. And I was forced to find a dry bit of the bed and sort of perch there for the rest of the night. Anyway, needless to say, he was mortified in the morning when he woke up, and he had to go to work really early. And I then washed the sheets and hung them out before I left. Needless to say, I didn't see him again after that.
I mean, you know I love a drink. I've never wet myself, but I feel like it's quite a common thing.
I've never wet myself in drunk. No, but I was dating a guy that he did warn me that when he drinks that could happen. But for me, I'm like, listen, if you're that fucking scandalous to like be okay with pissing yourself with a new date, then you're really just not the kind of person I want to be with. Like, just don't drink that much, or just don't drink. Like, you know yourself.
Do you know what I love about this story even more is, Jane, you sound so well put together and delightful to hear you say that you had to find a small dry piece of the bed. I mean, love that. Just love that for you. How polite. But yeah, if you're getting absolutely fucked on a first date to the point you're pissing yourself, you should probably rethink your dating technique.
I mean, unless he's like, actually, I'm going to make myself feel better now. So unless you're like in your 20s and early, so we should, let's say teens, and you don't know, you know, how much to drink yet. But if she sounds like she's, you know, she's not 18.
Oh, fuck off. No way do people not know how much to drink. To be that pissed, to piss yourself, you have got to be.
No, the reason why I'm saying this is I'm pretty sure I'm told you about the story that I threw up on someone's back. So obviously, like, being sick was like my regular weekend thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been that.
I was 18 though. 19.
20. I don't know if it's just because I can't remember or I choose not to remember, but I don't think I've ever been that drunk where I've not known what I'm doing.
Oh God, I've done that so many times. But not to the point of like, you know, I haven't done the old sick thing for a while.
Two weeks. Good. Good.
Good. Good.
Good. Well, listen, next up, let's get our advice hat on. I mean, I'm still in shell shock a little bit from Yuri, if I'm honest with you.
Well, nothing's going to top that, but let's hear from Jonathan anyway. Let's give some advice. Maybe it's going to be the complete extreme. So, Jonathan, I have been on a couple of dates recently where the evening's gone really well, but at the end, my dates have said that I'm too genuine and that they have been used, that they're used to scumbags. So wasn't sure if they wanted to see me again. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm a genuine guy and I just want to treat a person right. So I hear it's that whole, like, you're too nice. It's that, you know, he's too good. He's too nice for me. Like, he's a nice guy.
I'll be honest with you, mate, that is not a reflection on you. That's just, it just means that you haven't maybe clicked with them in the way there might not be a spark there, but you don't get a spark with everyone. You know, do you know what I mean? That's what that sounds like to me. Cause when people say that you can't be too genuine,
no, you can't be too... No, I mean, is it really genuine or nice or, like, just so genuine? Like,
listen,
I get that, but it's an age thing, isn't it? Again, like, you know, I didn't want to date a genuine guy in my early 20s. I wanted a fucking idiot because that's what I needed at that time. That was the lesson I needed to learn. Later down the line, yeah, I definitely want someone genuine. So maybe the people you're dating just aren't ready for someone great as you.
Yeah, I think it's testament to you for them to say that you're too genuine. But maybe the people that you are dating just aren't in the same headspace as what you are.
Yeah, they're not ready yet.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It just means you've got to keep looking for that person. It is
keep
a bit
on
of
going.
It does sound like one of them things where you see it what do they call a meme? No, what are they called? Memes. That's it. Memes. Where, you know, people say, oh, red flags, I'll have 12 red flags for Valentine's and all that crap. Do you know what I mean?
There are things
to go for that kind of bad guy and all that sort of stuff because they think it's more exciting. But then they're always the ones that whinge and moan when everything goes fucking pear-shaped. Well, you knew he was going to be an arsehole. So there's a slight lack of sympathy on my part for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's what you how you value yourself. If you're valuing yourself at accepting an arsehole, then what does that say about your self-worth?
So, Jonathan, listen, genuine people seek genuine people. I think that sounds like you should be your advert.
What is it?
You know, like in an advert, they used to do in the newspapers, it used to be like genuine guy seeking genuine girl.
Oh, right, yeah.
SOH. Good sense of humour, that is, and whatever else. That sounds like an advert. Anyway, genuine people will come. Don't worry.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, don't be put off by people that need dickheads in their life. We all have a stage and a phase, but...
What's the saying? A lion never loses sleep over the opinion of a sheep.
Nice. That is a saying.
Is it? Or have I made that up?
No, it is. Exactly.
Lovely.
That's very prominent right now.
And you're a fucking lion, Jonathan.
You're a fucking lion, Jonathan. You get it. Maybe Jonathan and Jane should be together. Jonathan sounds genuine, like he wouldn't piss the bed.
He does sound like that. And Jane
or said, do you? Or do you, Jonathan?
Or do you, Jonathan? Listen, we're not going to cast aspersions on whether or not you have a weak bladder, but let us know. Come back to us next week.
You let us know, Jonathan. You let us know.
Let us know. So, that's it for this week's Valentine's special.
Wow, what a fucking ep.
Yeah, what a fucking ep. listen, you can send us your dating advice and stories by emailing thedatingshow@foobarradio.com. You can also find us on Instagram, the Cub.
You can find us on the Cub.
Yeah, you can find us on the Cub, whatever it may be. that's it for Valentine's. And listen, as much as I hate Valentine's, I hope you all have a fabulous time.
I do as well. This has been one of my favourite Valentine's, actually. This is just how I want to spend my Valentine's, with you and Yuri.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't get much better than that. I feel sorry for anyone I date now because they've got to match up to this.
Yeah, and Lola and Luna.
Yeah, no, of course. Sorry, I forgot them.
Disappointed the ashtray wasn't there, though, must say.
Yeah, I am as well. Thought we were going to see some more weird shit. More weird than it already was.
I'm off to go and get some nipple cramps and some fanny pants, as Yuri likes to call them. And I'm going to spend the rest of my day just rolling about.
Let's breathe out. Let's breathe this one out. Let's end the show with an exhale.
All you need is love. Da-da-da-da. What's the next? You've got to do your bit. All you need is love.
I don't know what the words are. I don't know what song. What song is it?
Love is all you need. I don't actually know. Have I made that song up? That is a song.
Probably. We can still exhale if you want, though.
My head just feels absolutely gone after you. Sorry.
Okay. Pete needs to breathe. We all need to breathe. Everyone needs to breathe. Guys, it's been amazing. Love you all. Message us. Text us. Don't text us. DM us. Peace and love.
You've been listening to The Dating Show. For more information, go to fubarradio.com.